rural news time now with Sally Murphy. Kia ora, Sally.
Kia ora, good morning.
Now, New Zealand could be doing more to grow and process enough wheat for our own consumption.
Yes, that's what a new study has found. Eat New Zealand, an organisation that encourages collaboration in the food system, has been analysing how the grain sector works from on-farm to supermarket shelves. It found buyers such as wheat processors and marketers hold most of the power in the market, and there is a lack of wheat processing, cleaning and transport capacity in New Zealand. Co-author Angela Clifford says our food imports are dominated by grains, which is a missed opportunity for local production.
We looked at what some of those barriers are that are stopping that from being a reality. One of them is transport logistics. So the majority of our grains are grown in the South Island, but they're eaten in the North Island. And the cost of moving wheat from the South Island up to the North Island is quite prohibitive. And also there's a big missing piece around consumer or eater awareness about where the grains in our bread come from. So there's no consistent mark that showed that the bread that you're eating is made from New Zealand grains. There's also other bits of missing infrastructure as well, like feed cleaners in the North Island.
She says despite plenty of land and industry support to grow more wheat locally, growers are having to compete with cheaper international grain imports.
Farmers are well aware of the dangers in just being commodity producers, particularly in this day and age. So what are the opportunities for them to take back some of that power to determine their own destiny much more, to be able to design businesses that allow them to have more infrastructure so they can own more of that value chain?
And Angela Clifford says the evolving situation in Ukraine and the collapse of the Black Sea grain deal shows the importance of reducing the reliance on imported grain.
Now, more back-to-back La Nina cycles are expected this century.
Yes, a climate change scientist is urging farmers to plan for the long term with more adverse weather cycles front of mind. New research published in international science journal Nature Today is predicting more back-to-back La Nina events due to global warming. It found in a high greenhouse gas emissions scenario, the frequency of back-to-back La Nina events would rise from every 12 years throughout the 20th century to every 9 years for the remainder of this century. So what does that mean for farmers and growers? Well, a La Nina weather system means more rain for northeastern areas of the North Island and reduced rainfall in the lower and western South Island. University of Waikato senior climate change lecturer Dr. Luke Harrington says he's optimistic, knowing the frequency will help farmers respond accordingly.
If we know these things are going to happen, these are very predictable. These things happen months ahead of time, and we get a good handle on what's going to be happening with the weather during the summers where these conditions are in play. And so you could actually argue it's quite useful to know from a planning point of view for farmers. Often it might not be the best conditions for farmers, particularly down south if it's particularly dry weather during La Niñas, but I think it's that ability to know ahead of time and then plan accordingly that could be quite useful.
Dr. Harrington says farmers should look back at historical La Nina patterns to think carefully about how they would respond next time, especially for the drought-prone south. And that's the rural news.
Very good. Thank you very much, Sally Murphy there.